Finally, a group of localized business magazines focused on small to mid-sized businesses and mailed free of charge each month to West Des Moines, Waukee, Urbandale, Grimes, and Johnston. Each issue of the Business Journal is packed with useful information, from legal advice, human resources, to tax tips. Information that is topical and relevant. In addition, the Business Journals are a great way to reach business leaders to market your products or services. Learn more at iowabusinessjournal.com. The Business Journal, helping business grow.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through. We are in part two of our conversation with Gail Williams, one of the tarot trainers from Tarot International. We're talking about influencing and conflict and emotional attachment to your ideas. And yikes, if you heard the first part, you know that Gail is out of Omaha. She's a clinical psychologist, and we are talking about conflict resolution. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, did you enjoy that nice break?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Gail, let's talk about emotions, because when we get into conflict, when we get into disagreements, if you will, emotions seem to always, I mean, look at anybody's Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy out there.
Yeah.
And you watch that stuff and you go, yikes, take a breath, step back. Mm-hmm. So what about emotions?
Easy to get into, and it's easier to get into negative emotions than it is to get into positive emotions, unfortunately. And emotions arise when you're trying to solve a problem with someone or come up with a solution to something, because, again, they want what they want, and sometimes we're asking them to maybe look at a different way or give up what they've held on to for so long. And that can provoke some negative emotion.
Sometimes people are accused of being passive-aggressive.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Passive-aggressive. Well, I mean, you've probably seen this, and those of you who have relationships probably have seen this as well. You know, you don't really say what you mean, but you infer it, or you might say it behind the person's back, or you might slam something on the floor to demonstrate you're upset, but you say, no, I'm not upset. They get the message somehow.
Exactly, yeah. I think we're talking about personalize here for just a moment. What about when emotions be linked to another very human quality? Like grieving?
Oh, absolutely. And so Elizabeth Kubler-Ross is a grief expert. You know about her?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grief expert. And she talks about all the stages
of grief. One of the greatest.
Yes. The greatest expert on loss. And what she talks about is the same thing when you lose a loved one. That's the same emotions, and maybe not as strong, but they're the same emotions that one might experience when we're trying to interact with them and influence them. And they feel a loss of an idea that they had or a loss of a project that they had to work on. They feel an attachment to that. And emotionally, they can go through shock, denial, anger, sadness, depression. They may shut down. But eventually, just like in the stages of grief, if we can get them to the other side of acceptance, that's where a lot of creativity and collaboration happens.
And that's relatively easy to say.
Yes. Easier said than done.
Exactly. I mean, we just had a news story today, as a matter of fact, that the University of Iowa is closing a number of centers, one of which happens to be the Labor Center that's been in place since 1951.
Wow.
And this is a center that assists people, working families, and those types of things, and they just say they don't have the budget for that. That closure and staff reduction, I think it's about $500,000, is causing great angst among the people who are invested in
that.
that is like a death of something.
That is, I'm sure. Most of those people are going through all different kinds of emotions, and they're not linear. Sometimes, you know, they go back and forth, and they're, you know, you're not going to experience one at a time. You might experience three at a time. And so it is a very difficult situation, and sometimes you can't change the decision,
right.
But you can definitely deal with the person as the person and help them through that.
Which is the most
time.
Important thing at the end of the day.
Most
right?
important.
You know, we are supposedly post-recession. Okay, suppose, and I'm very, you know, we do the business news. Wages year to year increased by 2.7%, mm-hmm. which is relatively anemic for a nation that is near full employment.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, which is interesting, and this is, I think this plays on people, and maybe for, as a clinical psychologist, you've reacted to this. Inflation is pegged at 2.8%. Which means what? It means that if you increased your living wage by 2.7% and inflation is 2.8%, guess what? You just took a half step back.
Right.
Is that a frustrating thing for people, I would imagine?
Of course. Yeah. Nobody wants to lose, especially money.
Right.
And so it's a difficult process to think about. You know, you're working hard every day and going into work trying to provide for your family, and then you find out that you're actually coming out on the bottom.
Not so good, is it?
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I can see you're going to be busy for a long time. How can someone keep themselves from feeling unproductive and getting those unproductive emotions, getting those in check?
This is the part I love. And the Tarot Workshop Influence talks about a clinical practice that I actually use, and they call it imprinting. And earlier I said it's easier to access the negative emotions than it is the positive, but we actually can access the positive emotion and hold on to it even when we're emotional, and that's by imprinting. In my office and clinic, I call it installing a positive emotion. It's basically kind of doing a guided imagery. If you pick an emotion or a thought, so let's just say calm, I call it your calm place or your safe place for my clients, and mine is Hawaii. Best vacation I ever had. It was beautiful. But when I walk through it in my mind, close my eyes, and I think about the beach, I can hear the waves lapping on the sand. Yes, I can feel the sun as you're can you feel it already?
Got it. Yes,
right?
I do.
So that's my calm place. And then I, you know, attach a trigger is what we call it, like a lucky rabbit's foot or something that will remind me, hey, go back to your calm place. And then I can access those emotions again. When you're going into an interaction that you know might be conflictual, it's a good idea to practice that before you go in and have something close by as you enter into that interaction so you can access that emotion.
Wow, that is pretty incredible. So whatever your happy place is.
Yes.
This is almost a bit like meditation in a way.
It is, yes. That's what I use in practice.
Well,
love it.
I think I'll be making a trip or two to Omaha. Tarot's influence class.
Yes.
How long is it, and what do you guys, what's the core of this?
It's a 2-day workshop. And the core of it is the four principles and the steps that we talked about from the Harvard Negotiations Project. And we break them out in detail. So they're four, they look simple, four steps, but there's a lot of detail that goes into that.
Okay. 2 days.
2 days.
Is this a relatively intense program?
It is very intense. It's very interactive as well, which is great because the participants get to apply what they're learning right in this setting, and then they can walk out the door and use them on day one.
I'm really interested in the types of people who you're training. Who comes through the tarot door, and how are they attracted to this?
Yes. Well, the public classes that we have, there's people from all kinds of different companies. There are some independent people who might be consultants themselves. But we train a lot of different companies, and they send people here because in any job that you have, you're going to have to interact with other people.
Sure.
You're going to have to make decisions. You're going to be on teams and projects. And that's why people come to this workshop.
And as someone exits after the 2 days of being in this Tarot International class, what tools do they walk out the door with?
Well, more effective communication. But the tool that they walk out here, well, actually, they walk out with several tools. But one tool in particular, I think that people don't really know that they don't do well, is active listening.
Oh.
Right? So we all think, oh, yeah, I'm a good listener. But if you really think about it, when we talk to another person, we're listening to respond. And to be a really good, effective listener, we have to listen in order to gain perspective of them and their understanding. And rarely do we really do that. Think about school, formal training. How many hours of speaking, how many hours of reading and writing do we engage in? The research says we engage in anywhere from 12 years to 6 years of those three types of communication. We spend 0 to 1 year in listening, learning how to listen.
Well, and those are the skills. And quite frankly, one of the things that I love, and this is unabashed love for Tarot International, not only is the research-based education important, but what happens, I think, and over the years that Tarot has been with us on the Business News Hour, I have learned so much from those people and the tarot trainers, and listening and communicating directly and how to do that, I think is so important.
But, it is.
But we don't teach that necessarily, do we?
No, we don't. And not very many people are good at it. And that's why this workshop is so helpful and influential. It really helps people tap into what the other person is really going through and what they're experiencing so that they can be more effective in influencing them because they're being genuine about being interested in the other person. And that other person can feel that.
Are there ways that you can keep honing your skills in these methods after you leave?
Yes,
class?
Absolutely. We ask them to. Yeah. Continue to do it every day. Do it with your spouse. Like I said, I use these skills in clinic. Some of the steps in the act of listening, there's six of them. Some of them you'll use interchangeably or you'll use some of them out of order or whatever. It doesn't matter. But the importance of using these skills helps to build that relationship. And in clinic, as I said, I use these skills. And the first one is looking the person in the eye. I ask couples when they're struggling, do you ever look at each other anymore? Mm-hmm. And they say, well, yeah, but then they're kind of, you know, looking at their phone or looking away. It's like, get connected with each other, look at each other, and validate what the other person said. That's one of the steps.
Keep going. I'm all ears.
Validate what they said and check in with them. Is that what you mean? Because oftentimes, especially when there's emotions involved, we misunderstand or we interpret something and we get it wrong. So repeat back to them, what is it that you're trying to communicate with me? That makes them feel like you're really listening.
All right. Any more?
There's several more. You got to come to the workshop, Mark.
Oh, come on. We've been visiting with Gail Williams, ladies and gentlemen, talking about a class that is all about influencing and listening and then communicating directly with whomever it happens to be. Always a pleasure. And nice to meet you.
This is our first opportunity.
Good to see you.
All yes. Right.
Gail Williams, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed any or all of this conversation, you can find the first part as well as the second part here on the Business News Hour. All right, we've got to go. It is nigh on to time. Thanks so very much for listening and for clicking through. All of us at Insight on Business the News Hour are grateful for your support. Our engineer is Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Insight on Business the News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the sales and marketing director is Aaron Libby. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett at Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your video project or for your business? Get in touch with us and we can hook you up. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.